Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914 page 1411 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. The little girl was killed by Jim Conley, and this testimony is material as showing his disposition towards the little girls in the factory. 17. Defendant further shows that he should be granted a new trial because of the following. J.E. Duffy testified on the trial that he worked at the National Pencil Factory and was hurt in the metal department by a cut on his forefinger on the left hand, that he went to the office to have it dressed, that it was bleeding pretty freely and a few drops of blood dropped on the floor at the machine where he was hurt, but that the blood did not drop anywhere else but at the machine, that none of it dropped near the dressing room or the water cooler. This defendant is informed, and said witness will now testify the truth, which is as follows, that he was an employee at the factory during a part of 1913, and while at work there, he was injured on the index finger of his left hand, that he worked on a machine on the second floor of the building in the metal department, that, when he received this injury, there was a vast amount of blood that ran from the wound, a considerable part of which ran on the floor near the machine at which he was at work, which was directly opposite the one Mary Fagan was employed on, that he saw on various occasions bloody guards such as women wear during their periods in the dressing room on the second floor and right at the corner of the polishing room, that he answered to a subpoena served upon him by one Garner, who met the solicitor, Mr. Dorsey, in his office, and that Mr. Dorsey asked him a great many questions regarding the injury to his finger, how it happened, where it happened, how much blood there was, and what method he employed to staunch the blood, that he did very little except to answer Mr. Dorsey's questions, that Mr. Dorsey did most of the talking leading the conversation, that finally, Mr. Dorsey said that Lemmy Quinn and a boy named Charlie had testified in the case to the effect that he had hurt his hand, and had stopped in front of the dressing room with his hand extended, allowing the blood to drop upon the floor, that Mr. Dorsey then said, "Now, mister,"